Blog Talk Radio.
Stop the ass, stop the ass. Get a friend's opinion fast. So many kids, young or old. Try no matter what your goal.
Hi, everybody. My name is Russell Foisey, and I am your host for the Original Lyric Stream radio show. Very cool to have my own show, a dream come true, and I want to thank my friend tonight, Bill Miller, who's on the dashboard this evening. Hi, Bill. And uploading the music from our guests in the weeks ahead. My website is russellfoiseymusic.com. That's F as in Frank, O-I-S-Y, and I am a singer, songwriter, producer, and I have recorded 2 albums. My social media is on Spotify, iTunes, Reverb Nation, Instagram, YouTube, Twitter, and Facebook. The song you just heard is my own, titled Stomp the Ants. Ant stands for Automatic Negative Thought Syndrome. So many can'ts, young or old, try no matter what you're told. And on this show, can't is a word we do not recognize. Our goal with Original Lyric Stream Radio is to pay it forward to the individual listening tonight with a desire to begin as a singer, songwriter, composer, musician, or engineer in our creative arts. And I will be speaking with guests in the weeks ahead that will tell their own story and inspiration behind the music. My own writing inspiration has come from life experiences, current events, and family. And I wrote my very first song lyric in 2012. That's 7 years ago. If I can do it, you can do it. So please try. As an introduction to our next guest interview, very excited. You're viewing the slideshow of Stephanie Slevin. Let's play a great track I have heard this week. Love this track. I know that you love me the most.
I may have marmalade on my toast, and you may have your caviar. I may walk to work in my second-hand shoes, and you drive in your fancy car. I'm down here and you're up there. You're giving me the looks like you don't care. But they say love and hate are so very close. So I know that you love me the most. I know by the way you stare at me that deep down inside you care for me. You may drink champagne to my cup of tea, but nobody freaking cares. And you say I ain't the one for you, that I'm way down there beneath the view. But look at what your poor Sheik's done to you, and nobody freaking cares. She took your money and laughed at you, and then slept with all your mates and they were laughing too. So let's kick her to the curb, yeah, me and you, for nobody freaking cares. And I know you said that things of me, but deep down inside you care for me. For they say love and hate are so very close, so I know that you love me the most. You took to your drink and your one night stand, so please don't judge me by your own bad hand. Yeah, stand up straight, just be the man, for nobody freaking cares. And come down off your mighty horse and take a chance on me, and we'll run the course, and we'll show the bitch we don't do divorce, for nobody freaking cares. And I know you said bad things of me, but deep down inside you care for me. For they say love and hate are so very close, so I know that you love me the most. Yes, I know that you love me the most.
Everybody out there, what a great, great track. Let me introduce a multi-talented singer-songwriter from London, England. in the UK. We are longstanding Facebook friends. Please welcome Stephanie Slevin. Stephanie, thank you so much for joining me.
You're welcome. Thank you for the invite, Russell.
Oh, you're welcome. I know it's 5 hours ahead in London. I really appreciate you, talking to me at this late hour.
Oh, you're welcome. It's a pleasure.
So I mentioned in my introduction, Stephanie, to start the show, our goal is to pay it forward to the person listening tonight with a goal to be involved with the, within the music industry. And I'll ask a series of questions so our listeners can get to know you a little better. Are you ready?
Yep, I'm ready.
Well, excellent. So first, please tell our listeners about the great track, we just heard, and I know that you love me the most.
Well, I wrote that song when I admired someone from afar, but they didn't really give me the time of day because they was in like this high position where I used to work, and I felt they looked down on me because I wasn't in their sort of position. So that song came about because of that incident.
Interesting. So that, I think I mentioned earlier that a lot of my inspiration has come from life experience, and that's certainly a real life experience.
Yeah, definitely. All my tracks come from life experiences.
Very nice. So you do reside in London, and I understand you write lyrics from and pain and emotion, and I can hear it when I'm listening to your music. And first, let me say I'm very sorry. In reading your biography, I understand you had pain in your life as a young child. And please tell us about your dear grandmother who raised you.
Well, my grandmother was in Dublin. I was raised from a baby. I was about 3 or 6 months old, and she raised me till I was about 6. And I actually thought she was my mother. And then she was tricked to bringing me back to London, where my parents came and sent her back to Dublin, a broken woman.
And I know that life experience has motivated you to mention some of those experiences in your other songs. Is that right?
Yeah. Well, she is the inspiration behind everything I do, the driving force. Her pain. I've always felt her pain, and that enabled me to feel the pain of others, become very empathetic towards people. So now I write for their pain as well.
Interesting. So are there other artists out there that really inspire you today from different genres?
Oh, yeah. I'm inspired by many, many artists, like from Dido to Eminem, Johnny Cash, Sam Cooke, Wilson Pickett. But I also love artists of the past, like George Formby, Al Jolson, Al Bowley. I kind of like a lot of artists like that. They inspire me a lot.
Interesting. You mentioned Johnny Cash and Wilson Pickett. Do you have, is country one favorite genre of yours?
Yeah, it is. It's one of my favorite genres because they speak about life experiences. And I particularly like Dolly Parton and her lyrics, her song Coat of Many Colors. I've heard that when I was very young, and I think that's a beautiful, emotional life experience song. It really touched me.
Yeah, that's a really good point, listeners out there. And I mentioned again earlier on that life experience is a great, source of lyrics. And I think, Stephanie, you'll probably agree with me, the ability to tell a story from the first verse to the final verse and through the chorus. I really, if somebody listens to my music, I really love for that listener to get an understanding of what the song is about from start to finish. That means a lot to me. How do you feel about that?
Yeah, I agree with you 100%. And I believe that all life experiences teach us everything, the day lessons. And all my songs are from life experiences, as I think everybody's are. Like when we first write poetry, we don't realize they're songs, because I started off with poetry and I didn't actually realize at the time years ago that they were songs. So you can put them into songs,
That's an excellent point. Have you been to the United States at all?
No, only in my dreams, literally.
Okay. I was going to ask you, how do you compare the music scene in London to here? I don't know if it's really any different, or what do you think? How do you feel about the music scene in London?
I wouldn't say it's any different, really, but I've never been to the United States to compare it. But I think it's basically very much the same.
I would love one day to visit London. I have not been to London myself. And, you know, all I see is on TV, as I'm sure you have over here. And, you know, it's the music scene there looks just incredible. I mean, all the bands that I followed back in the day, The Who, Led Zeppelin, of course, The Beatles, and you could name, you know, 20 or so groups, you know, came from there, and you know, were my heroes growing up.
Yeah, the same. And I mean, the pub scene, or you call it bars in the United States, it used to be great here, but a lot of pubs are closing down now, and you can't go to see the live bands like you used to. Like they're closing down in droves, which is very, very sad, because the music scene
really?
Is great. Yeah.
Oh, that's disappointing. That's why I always felt was so interesting there with those smaller, you know, pubs and clubs with live music. And just from what I've seen, you know, in footage and video and in TV, it looked wonderful.
Yeah. Well, years ago, I used to visit the pubs and watch heavy metal bands and country bands, and it was great. And it's a shame that it's not so prominent like that now.
So let me ask you a question. Do you feel the same way as I do? Now, I always seem to drive around and walk around with a song or a lyric or a melody in my head. It's like, it's literally all the time. I'm thinking of something and I'm trying to piece a melody to it. Do you go through that same process when you're developing, you know, songs?
Yeah, I do. I constantly have lyrics and music in my head, but I actually, to be honest with you, sometimes dream lyrics and dream music, and then I will wake up as I'm waking. I have to quickly write it down, otherwise it's gone, and I'll have to record it into a recording device to keep the lyrics of the music, otherwise it's gone as quick as it comes, you know?
Isn't that an awful feeling when you've lost it? I mean, something that you consider to be magic, and you do have to either write it down, or I have, you know, a voice recorder on my smartphone. And you immediately have to go there because, you know, if I don't and wait that 10 or 15 minutes or whatever time, it's gone.
Yeah, exactly. I'm exactly the same, and it is awful. And I used to wake up and think, okay, I'll remember that, and I'd go back to sleep, and it would be gone. So now, religiously, I keep a pen and a paper and my smartphone beside my bed so that I do not lose it.
Yep, that's a very good practice, everybody out there, because you're going to have inspirations. It could be any time. I'm a big fan of the Eagles, and I remember Don Henley saying that he was actually washing dishes when a song came to him. And so you could be literally doing any type of activity, and inspiration comes to you. You got to make sure you write that down. So, Stephanie, my first recording in studio was the title of this show, Original Lyrics Dream. And this was my dream come true with my own lyrics and recorded songs. Has anyone told you dreams are not possible in developing compositions and music?
Yeah, all the time. I've had negative people around me for years, but as of lately, I don't associate myself around negative people now. They constantly say, you're aiming too high, you shouldn't be dreaming like that, and they try to put you off. And for years, I did let that put me off, but I'm not that person anymore. I just say, well, if that's your opinion, then I don't really want to be around you, and I surround myself with positive people that believe in me.
Yeah, and that's the inspiration for me writing Stomp the Ants, as I mentioned earlier in the show. And it was about someone who told me that I was too old to write and sing songs. And I think I wrote the song in about 15 minutes. It just came to me so quickly. you know, I firmly believe you can do anything you set your mind to. That's really the most wonderful thing in the arts. And no matter how old, especially music, music is ageless. I mean, you see, you know, all the bands and performers now in their 70s and even 80s still doing the thing. It's wonderful.
Yeah, and talent knows no age. You know, you can do whatever you set your mind to. You just have to believe it in yourself and surround yourself with people that believe in you.
I just heard an interview with Mick Jagger, and Mick Jagger's 76, and he's just amazing with the amount of energy he has on stage. I mean, it's remarkable. And in their shows, I mean, that is a very high energy show. He is moving, you know, from front to back and side to side, and it is amazing. And I could see really no end for a band like that. They just keep on doing it.
Yeah, exactly. So he's a big inspiration to watch. And
absolutely.
People like Tom Jones. Yeah, exactly.
Yes, Tom. Oh, I'm glad you brought him up. Tom Jones. Tom Jones. I have so much respect for him. His voice is incredible. La 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 Delilah. What's another song, Tom Jones? I can't think of one right now. Yes. Yes. Oh, he's amazing. He's absolutely amazing.
Yeah.
And isn't he on a celebrity show in England as a judge?
Yeah. I think it's The Voice. Yeah.
The Voice.
Yeah.
He's amazing. A lot of respect for him. So I think we first met in Reverb Nation, if I'm not mistaken. And then I know we connected on Facebook. But let's talk about how the music industry has changed. You know, back in the day where, you know, you could go to the record store and, you know, search for your favorite artist and, you know, take a look at the liner notes and the artwork inside. And to me, that was a lot of fun growing up. And I had this just massive, you know, record collection. But now music has really changed to the social media and the digital landscape. And really now the artist is their own boss to place their music anywhere they see fit, Spotify, Pandora, iTunes, Reverb Nation, which I think is just a wonderful platform with really everything you absolutely need, you know, to get your music across the world. What are your thoughts, you know, Stephanie, on the change of music today?
Well, I think some changes are positive. I do miss the times when I used to go and get the records from the shops and have my old little record player. And I collect records myself. I've got the original Pink Floyd records and stuff like that. But,
Boy.
I do miss Reverb Nation. I absolutely love. It's one of my favorite platforms.
Yeah, it is. Oh, you bring up Pink Floyd. One of my, that has to be my favorite group. I'm proudly wearing a Roger Waters Us and Them t-shirt from a performance I saw last year here in Florida. Incredible group, what they've done. But you know, you're right. I miss those days where you could, and the number of stores that are carrying CDs now are so few here. I don't know about, you know, in London, but I mean the CD is almost becoming prehistoric.
Yeah, but everything just dies down and they come out with something new. I actually do like videos, the old type videos, you know. They're one of my favorite mm-hmm. products, but CD came out now, so I don't see them much anymore.
Yeah, now I think the listener now is really focused on one track, and they just want to hear that track. And, you know, personally for me, when I bought music, I wanted to hear the whole story from start to finish. Track one to, you know, track 11. I look forward to that, just sitting down and, you know, taking a half hour to 40 minutes and listening to the whole thing.
Yeah, and I don't like sometimes on CDs or DVDs when you have to be forced to watch an advert and you can't forward it like you could with the old videos.
Right. Exactly. So let's time to play another track. I'm you know, I was really interested in this track, and I know this song has a great deal of meaning for you. So let's play another song from Stephanie Slevin, and this is called The Cemetery.
No, ever I'll visit here. It's a place I need to be. I've seen orange sunset, rain and snow in front of me, laying beneath the dumb and dust. Someone I do love. She was a
very nice, beautiful emotion. Stephanie, please welcome back and tell us about this beautiful composition.
Thank you. Well, it's about my grandmother, and I just didn't want her to die in vain because she runs through mine. And it's kind of like honoring her memory. And I just want people to see how wonderful and beautiful she was, because she suffered in life. and felt a lot of pain. And I just wanted to give her a window and show people the truly angelic person that she was.
And you sang that so well. That's the emotion is really there. And listeners, as you're developing melodies and writing your own lyrics, you know, one reminder I always have to myself when I'm in the studio recording, you have to be there in the moment, and the emotion has to be pouring out of you, because when you finally, you know, release that piece of music, the listener really wants to hear that emotion from your song. Well done. That's a beautiful, beautiful song. So as an added, you know, you're welcome. As an added bonus, I'd like to play another track, which I really loved. I thought this was absolutely brilliant. Let's play another track from Stephanie, and this is called Mary the Rivers. Well done, Stephanie. That's a beautiful track. Do I hear a little Celtic in that song?
Yeah, a lot of people say that. Sometimes I don't realize I'm singing with different tones.
Oh, it's wonderful. I kind of sense, you mentioned Dublin earlier. I can kind of hear that. I love it. It's a nice change of pace.
Thank you. I just do what comes naturally. It's got a little, even though it's Mary the Rivers, it's also Mary the Rivers, as in Mother Mary, you're swimming with me. So it has a little hidden meaning in there, you know?
Oh, okay. Very nice. Very nice. Love it. So please tell our listeners, Stephanie, any projects you're working on, or, you know, mention all your social media outlets and all your platforms.
Well, I am working on some new songs. I'm actually working on songs about missing people and unsolved cases. And I'm working on a project with someone else. It's like an abuse channel to help victims of abuse. Because as a child, I suffered abuse myself. So I'll be able to help people through song, and they can talk to us and interact. And you can find me on Twitter, Facebook, Reverb Nation, and YouTube.
That's just a great cause, and you are truly a great artist. I mean, I've listened to your music for a number of years. I really respect what you do in bringing the emotion to the forefront in your lyrics and in your songs, and I want to thank you from the bottom of my heart for coming on my show. I really do appreciate it.
I want you to thank you for having me on the show. I really appreciate it as well. Thank you.
We'll definitely have you back, Stephanie. Thank you very much. And everybody, that's Stephanie Slevin, and what a great artist. So Have a good night, Stephanie. Thank you.
And you too. Thank you, Russell. Bye-bye.
Please visit my website, russellfoiseymusic.com, to include Island Dream Records, so help connect your music to be heard online digital platforms. My name is Russell Foisey, your host of the original Lyrics Dream Radio Show. Thank you again, Bill. And remember, try no matter what you're told. Good night, everybody.